You could say
it's just a... It is a funny kind of nafka mina, though. I mean, there's not like a halachic difference at all. It's just...
Not gomra, we learned it. Nafka mina with girsa di ankusa. Girsa di ankusa is a very strange phrase. So Rashi is a what? It's kayem is yosa. What do you think? Kayem is, what does it mean? So, okay, so John is trying to, what does it mean? Well, I'll ask you another question on this. He must have remembered when they told him the name of Yochanan that he had heard it once in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah and not accepted it. That's why was he upset?
Right, there's just this psaka.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he remembered already.
I'm sure he understood it.
So it's not a problem.
So what's the problem? I mean, it's fucking hard. So everything a guy learns when he's older, he's going to be upset. Everything you learn later, you upset? Ah, I learned another thing today.
Well, here it seems he had a chance to learn it earlier.
And he had a chance to learn it earlier. That's what bothers him.
Someone told it to him and he rejected it.
He had a chance to learn it earlier. That's what bothers him. Right? But he remembered that he had a chance to learn it earlier, so apparently he never forgot it. So all through his life, he always...
Just one other thing that's interesting about this Gemara.
Now, what it means, Miskayemus Yosef? Michel Zikdom. You don't learn Miskayemus, you learn it's Mikayemus. In other words, it's like Mikayem other things.
But it's more itself, isn't it?
It's more established.
Yeah, another thing you want to say?
Yeah, no, just one other point is that, like, it's interesting that the Gemara doesn't say, it's not a from Gemara, because it doesn't say he was upset.
He got past the censors, this one?
Well, yeah, it's got past the censors, because it doesn't say, it should have said, what's the nafka mina? He was keeping the wrong halacha his whole life. Meaning that didn't bother him. Meaning he should have said, oh, my whole life I was doing the wrong halacha. No, that didn't mean because he
that goes without saying. Yeah.
It's a very, very friendly marriage.
Well, it is a funny expression. Shelo choshvo lismo chaldvar. For what? For a chumra. Lismo chaldvar. I understand if we'd be kula. I'm not telling you it's mutalish damit. She says, okay, I don't want to be samich on you. Right? I mean, I'm not going to be samich on you. For to be machmir, yeah, that's a good question. What's miskayemus yosef? Michel Zikno. But it does seem like what Gabi is saying is true. That it does seem like he was upset that he had the. That's what bothered him. Not that he didn't learn it earlier. But then he had the opportunity to learn it earlier, and now he learned it later. But my question is still the same. He knew it, he was aware of it the whole time, he was aware of the possibility the whole time. Right? He was aware of the possibility the whole time. And he just didn't want to accept it. I mean, he must have kept it in his mind without a doubt.
Yeah.
It seems a little funny because he calls it gear, so does it? What's the difference between now and then? Is it just that he would be holding on to halacha practically? Like, did you call that girsa? Girsa seems to be in his limud. So how is his limud different? He understands, presumably understands the shita the same way. It's just that he's going to change his activity now.
It's the girsa of the Yankusa. Yeah.
The other shitas, he understands differently because of the shita.
What was it?
When you understand one shita differently, the other shitas are different.
Okay.
He's going back to his pshat. Okay. Similar to what you were saying yesterday, I think.
Right, but I don't understand what I was implying. What do you understand?
It doesn't matter. He just wants to say it over.
I agree with that.
How does it apply with the lashon of girsa? That's his question. What does it have to do with the lashon of girsa?
Just wants to make sure we're gore, is it, right now?
I didn't hear that part of the question.
Oh, you didn't hear the question? Okay.
I heard the second half of the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen better.
That's right. Well, all right, well, it doesn't matter. You heard it. That's the important thing. No nafka mina here.
wish I would have read it for you.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Did I like the pshat? Did I like your pshat last time you told me? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I liked it last time?
That was by the Rambam, right?
No, you regret it.
You don't think it's
why, from the Rambam?
We did that with in the Rambam, talking about someone who's misaneg, right, while he...
What's wrong with the pshat?
What's wrong with the pshat?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it means, Miskayemis Yosef.
I think gifts...
Miskayemis Yosef Michel Zigna. It has more kiyum than if you learn it when you're older.
Yeah. It's the way...
It's Miskayemis Yosef. It's Miskayem more.
It itself.
It itself is more... And what is the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam's Lashon is that what? That if you learn... What did you say? Really, if you learn like when you're...
Like
if
you learn out loud,
your
learning will be
Miskayem. The learning will be Miskayem. And the Rambam says that learning you do when you're eating and relaxing, that has no kiyum. Right? That learning has no kiyum. That learning has no kiyum.
But also with the Mashmiya Kolo, didn't he also say for the opposite though, that if you are not Mashmiya Kolo, then Miyad Hu Shachayach or something? Right?
So is he going to forget it?
Yeah.
But John, you're not saying that it's Mekayim. You're not understanding the Gemara to mean that because you learn it younger, it's like it helps support other ideas and therefore it's a key in the other ideas. You're saying that's a key in this idea itself, right?
It's a key in both.
In both,
this
right.
Idea and other ideas.
It's cemented in place. It's like the brick and the that gets cemented in place. It's both. It supports the upper ones and the upper ones are keeping it in its place. Right? It's linear. Not what?
Horizontal.
Not horizontal. Well, it can't be a horizontal line. That's the only part you lose me.
No, I mean that's not knowledge. Is not just like you don't just like add a new thing when you accumulate knowledge. Like it builds on.
That's what linear means, by the way. Yeah. Linear means just add a new thing to the line. You don't mean linear. I don't think you mean linear.
You mean like a web?
Horizontal.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like there's two types of structure.
Okay.
Like ball, and you have like that. You know Jenga? You pull up the yacht like.
Anyway. That's why, you know, yesterday we were kind of taking the just simple approach, because it does seem to be talking about memory.
It's hard, though.
If you didn't read it. It is.
Hard, remember the most recent thing? I mean...
No, it's not true. It's not true. You remember things from when you were a kid, very...
Yeah, but he's not talking about when he was a kid. He's like when he was, like, in his younger years of learning. That's not like when he was 10.
I mean, Abaye, and he was...
Abaye was
learning tomorrow when he was 10.
He was pointing through the ceiling, of course. What do you think these guys did? They were learning all day by the time they were how old?
Six.
I think we should what's it called? The CD-ROM, this thing. Because I think there are other... This comes up all over Shas, right? Gears of the Ankusa.
So. Gears of the Ankusa?
Yeah, it comes over a few places.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see...
They don't quote it.
They don't quote it, yeah. I mean, similar kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gears to the Yankusa. Well, I mean, Plame Shot is that Plame Shot is that things that you learn when you're younger, I mean, I agree with all of your reasons may be true, but Plame Shot about the thing itself is he's saying that things you learn when you're younger, and that's a Gears to the Yankusa, I mean, is more like a factual kind of a learning. Those things... At that younger age, you're really just learning facts. You're really accumulating in a different way. That always has a kiyum. Once you're into the realm of when you're later on, now you're trying to. It is a funny thing that the higher types of learning sometimes are more susceptible to shikha. I mean, things you learn more by rote are going to have a greater kiyum if you did learn them that way. If you did, in fact, learn them that way.
These are tangible?
I don't know why. But I would say, I mean, because they're not, because that component is, that type of a learning is, by definition, memorized. I mean, that's the nature of that type of a learning. I mean, that's the nature of that learning.
So the fact that he did indeed hear it earlier, but just didn't hold by it, how's that, meaning, if he, what would be the
difference? Because he never learned it that way. He never made it part of his knowledge that way. But he'll always be remembered as a possibility. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to rely on this thing to remember that it's not mm-hmm. that one of them is right. All right, something to think about. I mean, the question is, I mean, what's difficult about this Gemara? What's difficult about this Gemara is to know how much are you supposed to get out of this Gemara. That's the hardest thing over here. It's how big of a, how much is he really saying? I mean, the Gemara says, so you know it now, what's the difference? So, you know it now, what's the difference? So, I mean, you're right. Rashi doesn't say he's going to forget it tomorrow. I mean, otherwise there would be a big difference. He knows it now, and apparently he's going to be able to retain it. So what's the difference that everyone wants to know? What's the difference? So what is the difference? If it's a huge difference that he would have been a different Abaye, I mean, it's hard to go that. It's hard to, the further you take it, the less acceptable it is. I mean, if I would have had that one fact about Ner Chanukah, I would have been a different Abaye today. Everything I would have learned totally differently. Come on. Is that? First of all, it's just ridiculous. I mean, on this point, it's ridiculous. But then it's a giant, gigantic nafkamina. I mean, but if you say it's a simple thing, so what are they going to have to say it for? You know what I'm saying? You get, it's hard to find that.
And apparently he's just trying to show that one idea of disadvantages.
That you could say. You could say, like Gabi was saying, that he had this regret. In other words, he did. It was a strange, it was a particular situation where he had a particular, because of the fact that was able to learn it earlier and he didn't, it brought to mind this idea to him. And he had that, and that showed there's a difference in your knowledge. I mean, the truth is, it is a very important thing. It's a very important idea in terms of chinuch. It's an important idea in terms of chinuch. That, to show you the types of things you should teach kids. You know what I mean? The types of material what you should try to teach kids. Factual information is very important because they have an ability at that age to really retain facts. And those facts become a framework. Now, even what you are saying, that it becomes something that you rely on later, this and that, you're really saying that it becomes you take it in as a child, at a younger age, you take it in as an entity, as a fact, as a piece of information. You know what I mean? And that becomes part of your view when you later go into Svara. You know what I mean? You're now going to take it, it's going to be part of your givens. You know what I mean? Things that you learned in that way as your givens have greater kiyum than things that you arrived at through Svara.
Is that tied to youth, though, per se?
It's tied to that type of knowledge. It's that type of learning. The gears of the Ankusa. Right. It's that type of learning. As a youth, as a youngster, I mean, that's a separate question. It's a separate question to figure out what does he mean, what does that mean, Does that mean a question of age? Is it a question of brain development? Is it a question of position? I mean, was Rabbi Akiva have Girsa Dian Kusa when he was 40 and learning? Is it that when you're in a situation that you are miles away from a Rebbe, you learn differently than when you are a Rebbe? I don't know. I mean, those are all questions you have to think about. What does it really mean by Girsa Dian Kusa? It could just mean did the Rebbe Akiva have Girsa Dian Kusa? You know what I mean? It doesn't mean your brain atrophies and you can't remember things anymore. Right? Well, the Zikna also means the Chachma. I mean,
isn't he like 40 when he died?
Abaye was very young, yeah, 40. But, I mean, it could mean to say, like, you can't, at a certain point when your mind is already all over, your mind is already have a tremendously wide view. It's not easy anymore to just take things in as facts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't have that ability anymore.
Why? What's the connection
to this? Connection is you look differently. You see things differently. To learn facts by rote, you have to have somewhat of a limitation on your... It's like a guy wants to learn Shnei... Like someone told me, he had a hard time doing Shnei Mikra, because he's always interested in the questions of the Parsha. So they say a guy who's a bigger chacham can have a harder time doing Shnei Mikra. Because...
So use that as knowledge. That's his...
Because his mind is looking at in a different way than he has to just do the Kriya and the Tirgum with his Parsha. I mean, it's not a strange thing. I think it's almost an obvious thing that certain types of learning are easier if your mind is in a more limited framework. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
When you're teaching a kid how to write letters, you can teach them a little detail and they'll be able to remember that's their focus now. Trying to teach an older person about some detail about how a letter curves.
It seems unimportant at that point. So it could be that's what he means, gears to the ankle. So that type of, you know, doesn't the Gemara say you should always be go race and then lamed?
Yeah, I think Chabad refers to Pekias as gears, as they call it.
Right, there's an expression like that. Wasn't it? The old
law. Lamed alam tchila v'achakach yisbor alam.
Right.
Lamed
or something. But, So in other words, he did view this as a fact. Now he's regretting he can't retain it as a fact anymore. This is really just a fact. This is not something to build giant svaras on. It was a fact. And this type of information, he had the ability at some point to retain it as a fact. And now he can't. That's a loss. Something that should be learned. Something that's appropriate to be learnt as Gears of the Yanku, so that you're not. No, like let's say a guy like today wants to learn, like Bisman Azeh, by the time a guy gets into yeshiva and he knows how to learn, let's say he'll decide he wants to start doing Kachim. And he'll regret, if I would have just memorized all the Karbonos when I was a kid, then I'd really be able to learn Kachim now properly. If I just would have known the basic rules of Tumah, you know what I mean, then I would really be able to work in the area. But that's something that was appropriate to be Girsa to the Ankusa. Now, it's very hard. Why? Because he's not interested in spending 3 months memorizing all the Karbanos right now. He's just not interested in it.
Is it viable to teach kids stuff like that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what Abaye is saying over here. This is a fact. This is a halachic fact. This is something that should really be Girsa to the Ankusa. And he's regretting that he had the opportunity and he missed it. So, but if you would teach him an idea today, he wouldn't say, I should have learned that Girsa to the Ankusa. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not the subject of Girsa to the Ankusa. Girsa to the Ankusa is a certain subject of facts. And he missed it.
Hadshidrasha ben Zoma, whatever. He didn't say, like, you know, he regretted it.
Right.
He's happy that he had it.
But that's like the Rambam says. The Rambam says, I don't remember, maybe it's in the Akdama to Perish Shnayas, in Akdama to Kachim. I think he says that the reason why people in his day, he says, nobody's learning Kachim anymore. He said, even the big chachamim, even the guys who are really big lamdonim, they don't even know the facts of the psukim. What carbon you bring for what? What's the seder ma'aser karbonos for ola, chatas, asham? Says they just don't even know the facts. But that's something that really should be gears to the ankusa. So I'd say Rabbi Akiva could have gears to the ankusa when he decided he wants to learn. And someone said, okay, sit down and memorize the. You could do it. But the problem is there's a certain incongruity where a guy gets to a level where he really sees the value of Torah and he really enjoys the ideas. He doesn't want to have to now backtrack and just memorize where every carbon is brought and the Seder Avodah.
Do you think it's independent of age?
I think it's independent of age. I think it's a mindset.
But isn't it also like a mind, the way a mind works? Like, but I thought Rabbi Akiva was like 40. Doesn't his mind work in such a way that even that activity becomes somewhat, even though he hasn't developed past knowing facts, doesn't the activity of memorizing facts once you hit a certain age also become like tedious?
I'm saying it's tedious usually because the guy is too, because you see what you can be doing and you don't have the patience to put this off. To put it off anymore, but if a guy really put his mind to it, he definitely could do it. But the thing is, look, his wife said you got 12 years, so he said, okay, I can spend a year memorizing. But a guy comes to yeshiva, he has very limited time. What's he gonna do? You know, and then he got another 12 years, right? I don't know what happened with Rikim. I don't know. It's not clear how much he really knew. It's not clear how much he really knew. Right? And he says he was not Martz. But for Rikim to be not Martz, it's hard to believe he couldn't read Aleph Beis. I mean, it's hard to believe. Right?
Makes for a good song, though.
Yeah. Or Tanakh. I mean, didn't know Tanakh. Hard to believe.
He remembered the conversation that he had. He was just upset that he hadn't accepted that was the halacha.
Now I'm saying maybe didn't. Doesn't matter. It doesn't necessarily matter. He's saying this type of a thing. Yeah. Otherwise, why should he regret it? I mean, that's life. That's life. That's like a. Yeah. Okay. All right. Right, I mean, everybody knows Eilu Metzilas, Eilu Metzilas Shelo, Eilu Chayim L'Hachad, everybody knows that. Right? Okay. Okay, so I was thinking about the question over here. The old question, Kovso Zokak Law, Kovso Ein Zokak Law. And by the way, I mean, there is also a bad thing of learning ideas versus the Ankusa.
Yeah.
Because then you just take them, you're taking them out of context. You become solidified in a certain way. You don't really view it, and it's true. The problem is, certain, you got to take each thing in its way. Ideas shouldn't just be memorized.
Does Sfar work the same way? Let's say a guy like at 35 wanted to retire and learn Sfar for 5 years seriously, as much as a guy in Yeshiva would. Could a guy like that like pick up like a, you know, method in thinking, or do you think that's just gonna get closed off after a while?
I think you definitely can. It's just harder because it depends on how much you're willing to be to throw away your last 35 years. That's the biggest. That's the biggest stumbling block.
You mean you're like the way you act and you know.
Yeah, it's very hard for a guy to wake up to come to say one day at 50, my life was I wasn't thinking until now. If you're not prepared to be able to say that, then you're going to be very disinclined to accept new ideas. You know what I mean? That's why teenagers are always the prime philosophical, fertile ground. Because they get a double thing. Because they don't have, they're looking for a derech, and they're happy. They're just more than happy to say that their parents are idiots. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, so anyway.
We're gonna edit these 25 together. 25, 27. Of John. There's enough material on here for an entire book.
John, if you want to do it, go ahead.
All right. So anyway, as I was saying, Kosas are close, Kosas and Ains are close. So there's a certain, it's an old machlokas. But can we have a fresh approach to an old machlokas? That's the question of the day. Kovso zokoglo, kovso ein zokoglo. I mean, I was thinking about it a little bit. What's that? Kovso zokoglo and kovso ein zokoglo. Because the reason why I'm thinking about it is because of the machlokas of osur lishtamesh or mutar lishtamesh. It is a difficult question. Right, in other words, what does Rash say? Rash says, osur lishtamesh la'ora is because it has to be a hecker. Right, it has to be nicker that it's a near mitzvah. So what kind of machlokas is that? What kind of machlokas is that? The other side says, it doesn't have to be nicker than a near mitzvah?
It's funny.
I mean, it's funny. Everybody seemed to agree from Rava. Plain shot in Rava is that's when you're lighting inside your house. Right? So, like the Rambam says. Right, Rambam has Rava because we're lighting inside now. So, when you're lighting, it has to be nicker. That you has to be a mokom. What's the difference if he's an Adam Chashav or not? Right? What's the difference if he's an Adam Chashav or not? So, don't use the Chana handles. Right? So, Pashtus is that the mokom has to be Muchan for the Ner Chanukah. In other words, you have to make the mokom a mokom that doesn't need a Ner of Tashmish. So when you light it, that's nicker in the hadlaka. Pashtus. That's nicker. That the mokom has to be a mokom that it's capable of being nicker in. Osur lishtamesh is different. That's after it's lit. Now can you go and use it? That's a separate question. You know what I'm saying? So that I understand, but I'm not saying that, if you wanted to find Rava differently, I'm more than happy to hear it. But just in terms of comparison, this is a more difficult question. Because let's say you hold Kovso in Zakhakla, right? So what does that mean? It means when you light the candle, you yotze. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. So why is it a problem if afterwards I go and I read by the candle? Right? Why is it a problem if afterwards I go and read by the candle? As long as when I lit it, it had the shear, and it was capable of being the... Alright, so you could say it's so sir like Lemafreya, it undoes the whole thing. You could say that. But then you're gonna say, let me ask you a simple question. If my thoughts are a little disorganized today, it's because they are a little disorganized today. It's not that I'm presenting it wrong. This is the only way I can do it right now. I'm sort of working it through a little bit. So let me ask you a question. Let's say you hold Osur Lishtamesh La'ora. Like Rashi's learning. As I understand, the other is shown. And maybe you didn't see them yet. But the other way of learning is, it's like an Isser to be Nana, it's a Bizei Mitzvah, whatever it is, right? Like an Isser HaNoah type of a thing. So, of course, Yotze Mai Yadlokas near Hanukkah, and there is an Isser. Right? But according to Rashi, who says that it has to be Nikr, that it's a near mitzvah, if I go ahead and I sit down next to the near Hanukkah and I read my book, even if it's a Sefer Torah, doesn't matter, right? Am I Yotze near Hanukkah? Am I Yotze Mrs. Hanukkah? Do you now say I'm not Yotze? Doesn't sound like it. I mean, well, what is this idea that it has to be nicker to it's a near mitzvah? Does that mean that I'm mavatal the hadlaka l'mafreya? I mean, that is a very difficult machlokas. That is a very difficult machlokas. One side holds that if you mishtamish to the or, you're not even Yotze. The other side says, gezunt hate.
Isn't that what the Rush says?
Does he say you're not Yotze? Does he actually say that?
He says that you've requalified the original Hadlaka.
But does he say you're not Yotze? That's what I want to know. And let me ask you another question. Let's say you hold Osir, let's say you hold Kovso Zokoklo. Okay? Don't get too shaken up by this question. But let's say you hold Kovso Zokoklo and you don't relight it. Are you Yotze? I mean, everybody has been assuming that you're not. I haven't found anywhere where it says you're not actually Yotze. Maybe it's just too posh, like a bite. Because that's always a strange phrase, zokokla. What do you mean zokokla? It's your Yavama?
Then you run into the same problem like you mentioned, that if it is just advice, it's better to do it, then why does the other guy say, like, not Zakuq, don't worry about it.
And what kind of an idea, I mean, because it's also, it always is a strange idea to say that the mitzvah, I don't know what it is exactly, why aren't you Yotze? It's always a hard idea to say why you're actually not Yotze. Where do you have a Maisa mitzvah like that? what you like? Yeah, you have to light it and maintain it? I mean, what kind of a mitzvah is that? Yeah, Daniel.
According to the side that says mutter l'shamash l'ora, is there a hecker in that?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what happened to the... I mean, right. It's not. It's certainly not nikkur. It's a national mitzvah. And that machlokas is not dependent on kofes zakol, kofes zain zakol. The only thing you don't have, which I don't think there's any reason for, but you don't have Kovso Zokoklo and Osir L'shtamisho. But I don't think there's any reason that Tosis takes them as independent, because he takes each one separately. He says, in terms of Osir L'shtamisho, we hold Osir L'shtamisho. And then he says, because of all these shitas, and then he says, the Kovso ain't Zokoklo, the Kulus Severilu. The Rav Huna Yachidu. They're not tied together. It's not that once you hold Asalish Damesh, you're gonna pick one side.
We don't hold like one guy.
We don't hold like one guy. Two separate machloksim.
When we say nikkur when you don't use it, is that nikkur to anybody who sees? Like the Rush said that the Roh will say that he lit it for this reason. Is that like nikkur to everybody, or is it just like to you, or?
See, that's another interesting. It would seem nicker to the outside.
The Sarach Ner Acheres, so then it does seem to be somewhat of a personal.
But that's because the Ner Acheres is when you're lighting inside. The Ner Acheres case is when you're lighting inside. That's the B'shasa sakona v'nichal shulchano v'dayo, and then there's mastavar that Rava is going on continuing. On that's like the Ram has, isn't it? Ram is makes it sound like it's a continuation of lighting it inside.
Yeah, the Ram had it there.
Because not the Ram, but anyway.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think about that? It's a good question. It's a good question, but. But, so that caused me to think about this again. The Kovsa Zokola, Kovsa Ein Zokola idea. What is that? Tiny Rama?
Yeah.
So when are you saying you're two separate machlokes?
That's for sure. That's for sure. Kovso ein zokklo. Yeah, and kovso zokklo. So maybe the question of kovsa zokkla, kovsa ein zokkla is a little different. I mean, I know the achronim definitely don't hold like what I'm saying, right? Because I think they want to say that the nafkamina between kovsa zokkla, kovsa ein zokkla would be if you have to put in the right amount of shear, the right amount of oil to begin with, right? If you hold kovsa zokkla, then you don't have to have the full amount. You keep adding, right? But if you hold kovso ein zokkla, then dafki you need the full amount to begin with. I think I saw some. I don't remember. I mean, everyone holds kovso ein zokkla, so. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So just taking the kovso zokkla versus kovso ein zokkla. So I got berated for this shot earlier, but we'll try it.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So according to the side of Kafsa Ein Zakagla,
right,
it seems that what your obligation, the way the halacha formulated this obligation of Pursum Enisa is simply in Maisa Hablaka.
Okay.
Right? So that has a certain qualification of shear, but the bottom line is that once you do a Maisa Hablaka and the capability was there for it to fulfill the shear, your obligation is complete, and you can walk away if it goes out. That's not your problem.
Right.
Okay. According to the other side, the way the Chachamim formulated it was in terms of a Maisa Pirsum, meaning basically a Maisa of advertisement, and the idea of Zman, of the Shear, is built into that Maisa. So, for example, if you were to...
The Shear of Zman
is built into the Maisa. Yeah. What I mean by that is that, for example, if you were in a business agreement, you told someone to advertise for you, okay? If you flashed the billboard for a second, that would not be a Maisa advertisement, seemingly. Yes, it's for a second, but that wouldn't seem to fulfill what they wanted. So instead, there is such an idea.
What does the contract say?
Yeah. So it would seem there
I'm a lawyer, come on.
Yeah, so the contract here for the Pearsum is there's a certain share of advertising for this amount of time. That's how they formulate it. So when it comes down to the bottom line machlokes, it's basically a question of how the Chachamim, if the Chachamim formulated it with a strict...
I have a lot of business metaphors here.
Oh, no.
Advertising, bottom line.
You're
going to
charge
me? Yeah,
go ahead. So if the machlokes is the whether or not the Chachamim formulated it in terms of a strict Maisa, similar to a Deoraisa, where it just has to be an action, okay, an action of Hadlaka, or did they formulate it in a more vague sense of a Maisa Pirsum, and that lends itself to a slightly vaguer descriptions of actions, but the bottom line is that the Zman is part of what they obligated you to do. And
when I light the candle, and I'm standing there next to you, what am I doing?
If you have a billboard, you put up the billboard, and then you're eating your lunch the next day. What are you? You're
That's
eating
right.
lunch.
You're advertising. You're still advertising.
You're
you left the bad billboard up. You're still involved in the activity of advertising.
The billboard is advertising.
If I light the candle,
yeah, but you're not advertising.
Drop dead. I didn't fulfill my mitzvah on that one.
You're not advertising. I mean, the billboard is an advertisement that.
But once I. But this is see what you are saying is good. But it illustrates the difficulty in trying to take an action which is momentary,
right,
and apply it to a duration of time. I mean, all of these svaras of kovsa ein zok and kovsa zokakla, it would seem, are trying to accomplish that.
Right.
Trying to accomplish that. Which is quite a feat.
Right. It's not what an action is, right?
I can't always bring a right from the bracha, but the Gemara does bring a right from bracha, right? Halakha is a mitzvah. But anyway, yeah.
With Ben starting, but just going in a different direction, but the same starting approach. Kafsa in Zakagla is simply a Maisa Halakha, and it has the part of the characteristic of that Maisa Halakha is that it has to be Roy for a certain Shia. The other side holds that the Chiyuv is not, it's not like a Maisa HaMitzvah or Maisa Halakha.
It's not just a Maisa Halakha.
But it's to create an entity, it's to have a Nair that's lit. The Chiyuv is to have a Nair that's lit, and the Shir Zman is when you chayav to have that Nair lit.
That also bothers me, because when the thing goes out, so now you're relighting it. I mean, you didn't ever have that candle lit. I mean, you have like punctuated events of lit candles. Do you have a candle lit this whole time? Yeah.
This question was brought up factually, I think, in Rabbi Asher a while ago, and he said maybe like it never really fully went out, like it's just like it started to flicker or whatever, and then you're like helping it out. You don't have to necessarily.
That's a good answer if you want to avoid this problem.
He said the rush is lit. He doesn't say lit. Liga or whatever.
Yeah, but the rush, the other Rishonim do use that lashon. Right? Wait, I just saw it somewhere. John, did I derail you or just throw a switch
you
and you can get back on track?
Did you see your question wrong, Ben?
I'm using railroad metaphors. Yeah. You don't really have a candle lit that whole time. You have a candle that was lit, a little went out. Another candle, little went out. Another candle, little went out.
Want to go that? Should we go?
Ain so the Ron says Shmamina Kovsa Ain Zokagla Lachsor Lachsor Lahadlik. Now there's a funny question. It was a Shaila to the Rashba. Im la'acha shehidlik bo. Lisakno Vikova Osa Bishogeg. Maybe it's Bo Lisak, maybe it should be an Aleph, I don't know. It's a funny Lushan. Shahidlik Bo with a hey. Lisakno? Shahidlik Bo Lisakno, you got light lit it to fix it? I don't know what kind of a funny Lushan it is. But anyway, it went out. He extinguished it by accident.
After he fixed it, or
I guess we should check this too. La'acha shehidlik bo lisakno. I don't know what it means, shehidlik bo lisakno. It means to set it, I guess. Then it went out, basically. Kova oso b'shogig. Im chayev lachzor lahadlik. V'mivorach pam shenis. V'heshev zal mestavra she'en chayev lahadlik. Davalo le kovso she'en zoklo. What's his suffix? Why is he, isn't it like a pusher thing? Kovso ein zoklo? Why is it Mustafa like that? It's funny. Why is that case? Isn't that the case? Apparently, it's because the guy caused it to go out. He's a little specific about it. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
I don't really understand your question, because the bottom line is that the shear, because, meaning this mon period, whatever,
I'll explain to you the question, because you said you have to create an entity of Pearson.
Right.
So you didn't. You failed. It went out.
So now it's in this Zman, so there's a new Mechayev, because you don't have that entity of Pearson. You don't have it. Meaning the Chiyuv is for you from this period of time.
So you mean it's really a lot of separate Maisei Chiyuv. I mean, it's really like a lot of separate attempts at doing a mitzvah. I mean, like the Mechayev has returned? I mean, I'm a little confused. The Mechayev returned now? He's saying you have to keep trying.
What if you don't, for your sin accomplished?
There's a new Mechayev. Your Chiyuv is to have an entity for during this month. So it went out, so you don't
he's
have
He's saying it's like having a mezuzah on your door. If the mezuzah falls down, you put it back up.
Exactly.
But isn't it not that entity if you miss a period of that time? If you're missing a chunk of the time,
Maybe. Do you have the mezuzah if you don't have it for a few days, it falls off?
But were you Yotze when you had it?
When you had it?
Yeah.
That was a kiyum.
So it's not really a mitzvah. It's not really a maisa mitzvah that you yotze.
Right. Yeah.
It's like you have to have it like a mezuzah. So bizmana zeh, so is he saying that what? So when is the shear that you have to have? So if you would, that's an approach to say that what kovso zochaklo means that you have to have the nair, you have to have a nair doluk during a certain time. Right? You have to have a near doluk for a certain amount of time. So if it goes out, so you did good up to that point, but now you have to have this near doluk the whole time. And when this man is over, yeah.
I don't understand why it's not just facts. I mean, that's facts. If I bring it up, you have the near doluk the whole time.
It's not
like that.
I don't do
it as a
concept. That's
what
I
explain to people.
It's
pierced
with the Yankusa. You can't blame.
But.
We can take
that off.
4609. Yeah. Wait, so let's see. He's saying it's like a mezuzah.
The two categories of mixes in each other. It's like a Maisa, Bama, Matilas Lulav, and then you have like Mezuzah, where you have to just have an entity set up.
So can you explain the difference? Let's say you have it lit, and it goes out, okay? And then you relight it. That's
right.
One case.
Right.
Whereas it goes out, and you don't relight it.
Right.
Now, in both those cases, there's a duration where the thing is not, you don't have a Ner Dalak.
Right.
Like, what's...
according to what? According to what I was saying?
According to John.
No, he's just saying, and you don't relight it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you hold Kovsa, Ein Zakakla, then,
well, fine, I'm talking about Kovsa Zakakla. Right.
He's saying, it's like you're ignoring now, what you did was good. Right? What you did was really good. So you, but according to you, you make another bracha when you relight it, no? According to Kofsa, yeah, if a mezuzah falls off, you got to put it back up, and make another bracha.
Okay. Meaning if
Right?
I mean, you have to say you make another bracha. If you hold Kofsa, the way he's learning, you have to make another bracha.
Right.
I mean, the guy who lit it and went out, and he never relit it again. It went out.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't put it out. Right?
No, he didn't go out.
Oh. Yeah. Then, did he do anything? I mean, he had a Ner Dalak. Was he Yotze? According to Zakov Zakov, he was Yotze, okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, right. It's just that he was
Yotze in that time.
Right.
Now, it's like a funny kind of a mitzvah.
Right.
It's like the mitzvah is...
Like you have a quantitative realm to...
I mean, I understand the mezuzah, because the bias is kayim the whole time, and it's a kiyim in the bias. And tzitzis. But you're saying, like, during this zman, emerges an entity that needs a thing. Right? That's what you're saying. You're saying, during this zman, right, emerges some entity, which we can call bias for now, a Hanukkah bias, and the Hanukkah bias needs, it's a beautiful thing. In other words, you have a regular bias, needs a mezuzah, right? And the Hanukkah bias needs a candle, okay? The only thing is, the regular bias exists all the time. Mm-hmm. But the Hanukkah bias, on this night, the Hanukkah bias exists for this amount of time.
John Pearson. It's a different objective.
Okay, but you're saying it's like a new halachic entity emerges that needs something.
Right.
You don't really have a maisa mitzvah of hadlaka.
Yeah, right.
You have a new entity. It's like all of a sudden someone threw the talis on you, and now you got to scramble to get tzitzis. Yeah.
Just based on the language of Gemara, it's not that a new entity emerges, just that a new gavra emerges.
When? During this Mon Pearson? Zokkabla.
That it's an idea in the guy himself, that once he lights it, it becomes a Gavraham Mepharsim. So if it goes out, it's, you know, it's incumbent on him to fulfill that role once more. So he becomes attached. Like John, that it's a chiyuv. It's not to your yotzei.
Okay.
There's a chiyuv now for that whole time that you have to relight it, because that's the Gavra you've emerged at for this Mon Pearson.
Then you wouldn't say bracha if it went out.
Then you would not say bracha. Okay. Could be. Yeah.
Just like it was a little liar. Because it's a funny mitzvah, because also if it's just a maisa mitzvah like the tilas lulav, right, and then you discharge your yotzi, so why should it be tied to a bias? Meaning it should be, let's say I don't own a house. If I live in a cardboard box, I should still be chayav. It should be a maisa mitzvah. Meaning it's only the chiv is only for a guy who's in a house. It's a chiv on the bottom. Ner ishu beso. You know what I mean? Like there is the structure lends itself to this type of formulation. One ner for a house. You know what I mean? Like it does have certain characteristics of Zizan that like lend itself to that formulation. That's the.
You got the gadata with the guy in the doorway.
Okay, so alright, these are good ideas, all good ideas. What do you say about Usher or Mutzlish Tamish Laor and there? What's the question over there, yeah?
The question is, everyone holds that the objective of the Nair is Pearson. But the question is, does that objective have to be manifest in the Chafetz itself? So if you hold it, so...
Does that objective... Well, how can you have Pearson without a Chafetz that's manifest as Pearson?
No,
well,
meaning
not,
when you're walking
it's
on the street,
that it's Pearson, it's Nicker that
subliminal
it's
messages.
Mitzvah, the entity of mitzvah.
Sorry, what?
Meaning when you're walking on the street, so and you see the candles, so that's a Pearson. That's it.
That's a Pearson. When you see a guy sitting by the candle, it's like I tell you to advertise my product, and you put up a big sign, buy it. I told people to buy it. It's kind of like an Purim, right?
Yeah. You just go back for a second. I'm still confused.
The guy who put it up this week.
Doesn't time create the entity? Isn't time part of the creation of the entity? And then if you don't have it for a moment in time, you don't have it?
Which entity? The Hanukkah house or the candle?
I'm beyond the gingerbread house.
the entity of Pearson? The Nair? If you don't...
Hanukkah.
Okay, Nair Hanukkah.
It becomes so after being there for a certain amount of time. It's not...
Whose svara is this? Are you giving your own svara now?
No, I was confused about what was said before. I had the wrong idea about what was before.
Kofsa Ains, Kofsa Zakhagla?
Kofsa Zakhagla.
That what? Let me hear again. The Levi?
I think you just asked him that according to his svara.
According to John's svara?
Yeah, that if it's just a narrow dollar for a certain amount of zman.
Oh, no,
so
he's changing
it
a little bit.
Gone,
he's
yeah,
changing
right?
it a little bit. He's changing it a little bit. He's saying it's like, it's exactly like mezuzah, according to him. It's exactly like mezuzah. That just like when, as long as you have a house, you have to have a mezuzah.
Absolutely.
And if the mezuzah falls down, I don't know if I'd call it zakakla, but that wouldn't be my choice of words, but you still have to put up a mezuzah, right? So too, there's a certain time where an entity emerges that requires a Nir Hanukkah.
What is that?
That's the house that we were talking about.
That's
we don't know what. We're just naming it something. We just, you know. But there comes a time when there is a chiyuv in the bias of having a ner dolok, right? And if it goes out, you still have that chiyuv. The chiyuv is there. The chiyuv remains. It's not a chiyuv to do a maisa hadlaka. That's what he's saying. That's the machlok. Kav sezol kav zin. Is it a chiyuv to do a maisa hadlaka? So I'm yotze. I did my maisa hadlaka. Or is it a chiyuv to have a ner dolok? Right. So if it goes out, it's not dolok. So I have to put back a ner dolok. Right. And when is this chiyuv? As long as the zman pirsum is. Right?
Like Nissan said, how's that different than facts? No, facts, you have to have a lit.
That's a low blow, come on.
Why? No, I don't understand. I know you guys have it, but I don't get
John,
it.
John, come on.
It's a concept.
No, come on, guys.
It's a concept. Yeah, come on, son.
No, right. It hasn't used the same words as the facts, but it is a concept now that we've.
He's explaining why do you have to relight it? No, the facts are you have to relight it, but why? It's not that you have to repeat the maisa. It's that the mechayev is that there should be something dolok here, so you have to relight it. You have to maintain the dolok.
Yeah, it's
relayed,
it has to be lit.
That's right. That's called
Sazonic Walk. Why is it different than, like,
tzitzis? It's like tzitzis. It's exactly like tzitzis.
Yeah. You have to be lit because your chiyuv is to produce an entity.
That's a concept.
Boy,
yeah.
You have to have a good...
You got a house,
like
a Hanukkah house.
So I was thinking of a different approach. I just tell you the approach I'm taking. The approach I'm taking in Kof Sezokal, Kof Sezokal. It was all of what you're saying, and I think what you're saying still has to do with the Zokak law going back to the nature of the chiyuv of the mitzvah itself. Right? But maybe it's a different question. Maybe everybody holds the chiyuv is lahadlik ner to be madlik ner. The only thing is, once you madlik this ner, now you're creating something. Now that's always the problem over here. The problem over here is that it's a maisa hadlaka, but yet it's so obvious that there's an idea of piersim in the ner. You know what I mean? So, if you're really extremist, you get difficulty. It becomes difficult because you can't just say, "Well, the whole mitzvah is to light it, and I don't care what it is once it's lit." I mean, no, the mitzvah obviously is to light a ner shel piersim. I mean, you can't just say, right? And then you say, and on the other side, you say, "Well, the mitzvah is to have a ner shel piersim." Well, I mean, there is a maisa mitzvah of lighting it. Can't light it early in the day. Then you start backing things into the hadlaka. Okay, really it is to have the mitzvah. Really it is to have the thing. But if you light it too early, it's not nicker, and then it's not going to be an initial piece. Now, you know, all these, you know what I mean? Try to work it in. Either you're going to make the entity accidental to the mitzvah, right? Or you're going to make the mitzvah subservient to the entity in some way, right? But maybe it's like this. Maybe everybody agrees, really is a maisa of hadlaka. Right? And it creates more like the way everyone understands kofsa einzakla. It creates an entity of piersim. Right? The only thing is, now that you have created an entity of piersim through the mitzvah of hadlaka, is there a separate chiyuv to maintain it? Separate chiyuv. Separate mitzvah that you're zokuk now to that entity that your maisa hadlaka produces. It's a separate mechayev.
Where does it come from?
It's a good question. And it's a similar question over here with asur or mutl hishtamish l'ora. That really, my maisa hadlaka created a ner. And really, I'm yotze right now. I'm really yotze through the hadlaka. The only thing is, it could be, even if I hold kovso ein zokakla, right? But it could be that there's a separate mechayev. That's what it means. Zokuk law. What's law? Law is the cheftza of the ne'er shel mitzvah. That's what I'm zokuk to. I'm not zokuk to the mitzvah. I'm not zokuk to the bias. Now that this entity once my maisa hadlokas ne'er Chanukah has created an entity that creates a zika. You know what I mean? That itself creates a certain responsibility. A certain responsibility. And even Rayot Kovsa Ein Zokla, so I agree with you on that. Even Rayot Kovsa Zokla, he's still Yotze, even if he goes out. He's still Yotze. But you failed. You failed in your responsibility. You failed in the responsibility that the whole institution of the mitzvah creates. In other words, it's a different kind of a thing. Since this is a separate type of mitzvah, where it's a maisa hadlaka that creates an entity of piersum, does that now carry with it a certain responsibility to the entity of piersum?
Do you make a new bracha?
No. But,
That's also what Rashi says, the point of the entity is the Bishamah, he doesn't say, he says just a Shia, it's not that.
Yeah,
is
no,
that
nobody
not,
says
it's going to be
Everyone's a little bit, no one actually comes out with it. I mean, alright, he's
saying it's not Mashmah that you're not Yotze.
Right, he says Dilma, Rashi says Dilma Posha, what does he say? Velo Misakein law. No, that's the obligation. You have an obligation to be a misakein. Why does it say Dilma Pasha Velo Yotze? You will be Yotze, but you will be Poshea and the Chiev of being a misakein law. That's why it's called a Tikkun law. You're not creating a new care, you're not creating a new entity of Ner. Right? You're not creating it. You have to, it's called a Tikkun because there was that entity and now that created a Zika to maintain that entity. So everything you do afterwards stems from the original Chiev of maintaining that original entity. That's called the Tikkun. If it was just another thing, it'd be a new Maisa Mitzvah right now. It's not you have to be Misakin it. You have a new thing. It's just starting from scratch. But that's also the question over here, because you could say that once I lit the candle and I created my entity of Pearsum, I'm Yotze. So who cares if it's not Nicker later? Who cares if I pull out a book later and read by it? I was Yotze. If it went down, I'd be Yotze. So I agree. You could say that it goes back. Like the Rush does seem to say something like that. It goes back and is Mevatali Hadlaka. But then you have to say you're not Yotze if you did that. But it could be it's a further that's why these two halachos are together, Kof Zokla and Asher Lishtamish. It's a further elaboration in that same category of do I have an obligation, even if the old Kofsa ain't Zokuk law, that I don't have to maintain it, I don't have to make sure it continues to exist, but you have an obligation to, while it's there, not be so sere what its definition is. But if you say Asur Lishtamesh, if you hold Mutar Lishtamesh, then that would seem to say, is there a sheet that holds Mutar Lishtamesh Laora and Kavsa? What? Kavsa Ein Zachuk Lo? You sure?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's
the second. Yeah, Kovso Ein Zokuk Lo. Wait, is there what? Kovso Zokuk Lo and Mutar Lishtamesh. Yeah, that's a strange shita. That's a strange shita, right? Kovso Zokuk Lo, but Mutar Lishtamesh Laora. So that would seem to be contradictory according to what I'm saying, right? Now, on the one hand, you have an obligation to maintain it. Because if it would go out, you would have to relight it. Right? But at the same time, it doesn't have to be nicker. That's a Ner Shamiz. That's a strange shita.
But how do you explain the other side?
I mean, unless you hold the heker is just in the hadlaka, right? I mean, if the Ner Acher Sugi, it does seem to come out that it's, like in the Maisa Hadlaka, you need to have this other light already going.
That's the approach I'm taking.
Right.
That's the approach I'm taking. Let's think if it can work out or not.
How is that side different? How is that side less strange than the other extreme?
This side is strange. Why is it strange, you ask me? Why is it not?
Why is it stranger than the other with the other seemingly contradictory?
Which is what?
Kovsa
Ein Zakakla. Now that doesn't bother me. Kovsa Ein Zakakla and Usher. Because Kovsa Ein Zakakla just means that you don't have to keep it. But that doesn't have to do with how you have to treat it when it's there.
Right.
As you could say, look, if it goes out, it goes out. Right. You're not chayev to make sure it stays lit. But while it's lit, you have to treat it in a certain way. But to say that you have to make sure it's lit, right, but you don't care if it's nikkered as a ner shel mitzvah or not, that's a strange position. So we have to see if we can, in order for this approach to work, we'd have to show the different sources between these ideas. The Kavsa Zok law is one, is a maintenance of one idea in one framework. And there, whether it's Nicker or not, is a different framework. They don't necessarily have to go together. Yeah.
And also, let's think about it a little bit. Yeah. If they're two completely discrete questions, why are
they? Right. So I'm saying they're not
way
totally.
In some way, they seem to be tied.
Because we have
two completely.